TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Look out! We started recording. You didn't know, but we did.
Oh,
oh hey. No.
Shit.
Oh, hell no. Sending all this to the Russians.
Oh, goodness. Not the Russians.
Oh, oh my.
What the fuck am I going to do with this shitty audio? Dimitri, why did you ask for shitty audio or shitty podcast? Yes, put it over there with the other ones.
You tickling yourself, buddy?
I did. Why is it taking up a physical space somewhere? And why is he asking for it? And why are there other ones? And what are the other ones? I just created so many questions in my mind with my little improv bit.
I'm proud of you, buddy.
Are you, though?
Not really.
Okay.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, a comedian you never heard of. Each week, I get together with my buddies Andy and Noah and record this podcast. Unlike most podcasts, it's not about something specific. We just talk about whatever. Like this week, we'll talk about some of this.
That's the thing. Brothers will be pregnant.
Man, brothers will be pregnant. That's going to be the new Def Jam hack joke. Man, brothers be pregnant and women
am I right?
shopping.
Yeah, how was your week, Andy? That good, huh? All right, moving on.
All right, good recap.
I'm like, do I really want to tell like more stories of my cat slowly dying?
Andy,
Noah,
wipe down your disgusting keyboard. It is gross.
Oh, holy shit, it is gross. Man. Holy shit. Holy shit, that's horrible.
And when you hear this sound... That means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Who are we?
I'm Batman.
I'm Robin.
Alfred?
Welcome to TanCast.
Welcome,
motherfuckers.
I'm Batman, the T in TanCast.
I'm Robin, the A in TanCast.
I'm Alfred, the N in TanCast.
I'm the only one whose letter is in his name. There's no N in Robin. There's no N in Alfred.
It is. The A is silent.
I'm a Robin.
Hey, excuse me.
Get out. No, it's R-A-O-B-I-N. Robin.
I'm Alfred.
You've got Alfred in me.
You got the friend in me.
Noah got real quiet there.
You do. You are very quiet, Noah.
Am I quiet?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Holding on.
I'm holding on to the hold.
Oh, yeah. That's how that would be.
Oh, there you
go. How do I sound now? Do I sound better?
Much better.
Sounds much better.
Sexy.
I don't know why my in my computer, the mic level got dropped all the way down. So now it's back up.
Maybe because it thought the mic level was hot, and so when you do that, the computer will drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot. Snoop.
I don't know what's going on with my headphones, but that made like a little sound in my left ear as it got really, really high. So I got like a little meep in one ear.
Guys. We're fucking up all over the place.
We are.
Right out of the gate. Stumbling and bumbling.
Yep.
That's how we do it.
Yep.
We're just like, on your march, get set, trip.
Yep.
Mark, get set. Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck. We got the shiny new toy to record the show. Been using it for a couple of months now. Working real well. Somehow still making that fail.
You talking about Tim's shiny toy?
Yeah, the Zencaster thing.
Oh, like, I thought you meant his laptop.
No. We're like, yeah, Zencaster. It takes care of all of our problems, except all of the additional ones we can cause.
And I feel like Tim's about to say something. You sound like you went, oh, in the background.
Oh, I normally restart my computer from scratch before we start recording, because sometimes my computer just crashes for no reason.
Neat.
I looked it up, and it looks like it's an error for a program that I don't have. So I'm not sure how it's causing an error. Because I went to go look for that program, and it does not exist on this computer.
Fun
It's you for need, a, like a an HP like pen like that you use on the touchscreen. I'm like, but I don't possess such a thing, and so I have never installed the hardware for such a thing. So why does it keep crashing? Maybe that's why it's looking for it. Like, I don't know. It's weird.
Maybe it's because you haven't touched it with the pen.
But I don't have a pen.
Tim, just
buy, buy just a pen, or I keep crashing.
Get a pen and touch it with it. Just any pen. Magic marker. Sharpie, whatever. Ballpoint. It'll make it feel better.
But of course, that leads to the obvious question. How the fuck was everyone's week?
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
See what I did there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't the obvious question at all, but it really keeps this flow moving.
I think mine was... Yeah, mine was good. Yeah, I'm gonna go with that. It was good.
Good.
Solid.
I saw a music show. Saw the lady I'm dating. Saw my buddy Tim.
It would have been funnier if Tim had waited until I saw my buddy Tim.
saw other, but I went to a graduation party. I saw, and we were talking at, so we had a game night, me, Tim, Jeff, Miranda, Stephanie, Zach, and we were talking about, there's a phrase that, you know, I did not ever think I would be saying. It's like, oh, my, you know, my friend's brother is pregnant. I'm like, oh yeah, this is a new world, not a new world, but just our perspective have changed on things that, you know, we haven't really thought about before.
Yep.
Like, oh yeah, that's a thing, that brothers will be pregnant.
Man, brothers be pregnant.
Yeah.
That's going to be the new Def Jam hack joke. Man, brothers be pregnant and women be right? Shopping.
My sister needs to go have her balls examined. Yeah, okay.
My sister needs to have a prostate exam. Yeah, which is also... So
I mean, if your sister's over 40, then yeah.
I know my friend's brother. They don't live here, but I've met him multiple times. And so we're hanging out, and he had a little bit of belly and was rubbing it. I'm like, I said, I wonder if there's something going on here. But, you know, as you don't do, you don't just ask, are you pregnant? So,
what's the baby do?
What baby? Oh,
baby!
At the zoo. What animal? Panda. I don't know what animal. The pandas.
This baby panda is cute. You can go and pet it.
Just thought we'd talk about him with you, a complete stranger.
So he went to the bathroom, and I was like, is there something going on? He was rubbing his belly a lot. And like, oh yeah, he's pregnant. I'm like, all right, great. I thought so, but just wanted to check.
Yep.
Can't you use non-gender specific pronouns even if you know somebody's gender, or is that not good? Because you said they and then corrected yourself to you.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean... I think
you're supposed to use the pronouns that they would prefer.
Yeah.
They is like safe, but not like... Like, I don't give a shit if somebody calls me they, but other people probably do.
And I feel like some people, if they're changing their... Not change, it's like they're identifying with their gender, maybe they want the correct pronouns used.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, so like using they, which is, you know, more like agendered or gender indeterminate, for somebody who's affirming their gender, yeah, it's probably like that's a step backward.
Oh, I wasn't sure if it was just like using Miss, if you're not sure if it's Mrs. or Ms., or just even if you do know, it's still not offensive to use Miss.
Yeah, I mean, Miz, I just switched just because I knew, you know.
Swinging a Ms. there, Tim.
I knew he is a he, so I was like, oh, I shouldn't use the correct pronouns. But I bet it probably is a case-to-case basis. I probably feel like most people, even if, like, you know their gender, like, they probably wouldn't be offended by they, but I feel like some people might.
Yeah.
Whew.
So, like, Tim.
Yes.
Mrs. married, Miss unmarried, Ms. indeterminate.
Are you sure?
Positive.
I don't know if I buy that.
All right.
I am.
Feel free to look it up.
No. I won't.
Okay.
I'm just gonna buy the knowledge that's in my head right now. Yeah. I'm like a confirmed facts.
I know it's MS dot is the one if you don't know.
Yes, that's Ms.
All right.
What were you going to say, holy shit, about Tim or something?
I don't know, but my fucking son is a head.
Like, you're about, we were talking about, like, the gender stuff. You were like, yeah.
So I went to buy my wife flowers for her birthday. I wanted to send them to her at school. And, like, this is definitely not a commercial for 1-800-Flowers. This is an anti-1-800-Flowers commercial. Well, I mean, I guess it works out well in the end. But, spoilers. So, like, I'm looking at the little thing where it's like you can track your order, and I'm like, it still says it says the confirmed with the local florist, but it doesn't say in transit or delivered yet. Like, both those things are not lit up. And I keep refreshing the page, and it still says in process. Or, what, you know, whatever. Confirmed, but not in transit. I'm like, and I'm looking at the clock. I'm like, she's a teacher, for those who aren't aware. Like, school gets out at 2:30. It's 2:15. And it's still in process. So, like, I'm calling, like, can I talk to somebody? And, like, of course, it takes forever to get a live person on the phone. And she keeps calling me miss or ma'am. I was like, ma'am. She's like, ma'am. I'm like, sir. And then she's like, well, let me check, ma'am. I'm like, sir. And then she's like, okay, hold on one second. And she comes back on the line, ma'am. I'm like, sir! I'm like, all right, transgender people. I understand your frustration after one phone call. Because I was about ready to knock this girl's head off, and this was just one phone call. I will work harder.
That's all it took.
Just one shitty customer service from one floral company made me a transgender ally.
Fuck, can you imagine doing that every day, though? Like, every conversation every day?
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd get murdery.
I mean, it happens because I have apparently a womanly voice on the phone. So I get used to correcting people once. But three times in the same phone call, I was getting stabby. Plus, I was already irritated because she was not – I was like – she's like, yeah, it's they're making it. I'm like, yes, but school is almost over. There's no point in delivering it to a school that is closed. Oh, yeah, I see what you mean. Okay, so what are you going to do about it?
That does seem problematic, sir.
So she's like, okay, I changed the address to your home address. I'm like, great. And then it turned out they had already delivered it to the school, and their system just sucks.
All right.
Keeping track of things. Oh, I'm like, well, wow. At least you got the flowers at school, and you know, all the kids got to see them and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
So 1-800-Flowers, if you want to get stressed out about delivering some flowers to somebody, accept no substitutes.
They might already be there.
I wonder if they might now is also a busy time.
What?
In general.
No. Get out of here. Yeah.
What? No. Come on.
That doesn't make any sense.
I'm related to what we were just talking about. I've been telling people about what your kid said about squid pro quo. And then people are very impressed with his comedic abilities. Like, really? He came up that much? Yep.
Yeah, I was really surprised by that. Well, I guess we've already given the punchline, but for listeners, my son, I can't even remember like what the setup for the thing was, but basically he was pissed off because I had told him not to do something that he had just done the day before. He was like, I'm not going to do blah, blah, blah. I was like, you just did it yesterday. You're not the president. You don't get to act all offended that I'm saying, I think that you're doing something that I can prove you fucking did yesterday. Well, I didn't say fucking, but I was like, I was mad at him because, yeah, he was acting all butthurt for something that literally he'd gotten in trouble for the day before, or I guess clutching his pearls about it. So he walks off for a second, and I think that like he's just gone off to do whatever it is, and he comes back out in this squid hat that I got at a conference that I was at, and he goes, hey, Daddy, no squid pro quo. It's like, oh, my God. Like, I didn't quite fall over, but, like, I took a knee on that laugh.
You're like, you know what? You can eat the marshmallows out of the cereal now. It's okay.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was.
I know, because I've read it a couple times.
Yep.
Oh. Oh, that reminds me. At work, we had a thing where it was like they were doing like Christmas food and such,
mm-hmm.
and like Christmas cookies and, you know, candies and stuff like that. And then also like hot cocoa and hot apple cider. And then they had like a bunch of fixins for the hot cocoa, including a bunch of bowls of marshmallows. So I had some hot cocoa in the morning. Didn't really finish it. It wasn't that great. But I also took like some marshmallows and then I just ate them separately. Like I just took a handful of marshmallows and just ate them. Anyway, then later in the day, like when we were done with everything, they had all the leftover stuff just, you know, in the kitchen for people if they wanted to have seconds of the stuff that had been sitting around. And there was a bunch of marshmallows. So I just grabbed a bowl, put a bunch of marshmallows in it, and grabbed a spoon and walked back to my desk. And people were like, what are you doing? I'm like, it's like Lucky Charms with all that bullshit cereal.
And that's what it is. It's Lucky Charms.
Marshmallows.
Yeah. And that's what he keeps. And he keeps fucking doing it. He will pour himself a big ass bowl and then all the marshmallows and leave all the cereal. I'm like, we are going to stop buying you sugary cereals.
Or just have the sugary cereal be every, like, just built into the cereal. Like, there's nothing to pick out. Well, it's probably better to stop buying sugary cereals. Probably better for his health. But yeah.
Hey, you shut your mouth.
I'm not a huge fan of buying all the sugary cereals anyways, but my wife is like, I don't know. She gets weird about food stuff. Like, her parents were like super strict with stuff when she was a kid. And I think that kind of broke something in her. So it's like she considers it. She's like, no, I couldn't be that mean to him. I'm like, what's fucking mean about it? I didn't have sugary cereals when I was growing up. I turned out fine. Like, and now I think they're gross.
Did you turn out fine?
Well, that's a conversation for longer than we have.
That was a deep intake of breath that really, really, if you think about it, was Andy actually saying, damn it, mouse!
Fuck you, Tim.
I'm like,
yes, it was Andy saying, damn it, mouse.
I was like, wait, why was he saying, damn it, mouse?
I was very confused.
I was
trying
to cook the stupid thing, but my the mouse wouldn't move because it's on the bedspread and there's like lumps, and so the mouse is not moving. I'm like, God damn it! So I'm trying to vamp, and I'm taking longer to say this phrase than I need to. Stupid technology. My kids love the sugary cereals, but we've taken to let them pick their own, and they make bad choices.
Like, choices they don't even like?
Sometimes, but no, they usually stick with it if they have picked something. But, like, James picked Cotton Candy Captain Crunch.
Oh, man.
And then
Drew told me that that existed, and I had the exact same response.
Well, because they love cotton candy flavored ice cream. I'm like, what is fucking wrong with you? Cotton candy barely tastes good when it's just cotton candy. Don't add it to other shit.
There's nothing wrong with me. What's wrong with you?
And then Michael picked Fruity Lucky Charms.
Wait, say less. What? Fruity?
Lucky Charms.
Why is that bad?
Because it's like too much. It's like Fruity Pebbles and Lucky Charms together. No. Unholy.
I don't see where that's wrong.
You sick fuck.
You know, I mean, I'm not super into sugary cereals anymore, but I will tell you, I will get down some fucking Cinnamon Toast Crunch. That's just delicious.
Yeah, that is one of the sugariest sugary cereals.
No. Yeah, like I think the sugariest cereal that I like is Cinnamon Life.
Woo, he's a wild man.
You are getting crazy, Andy.
Yeah.
Honey, tonight, the kids ask Sarah, let's get some Cinnamon Life and go crazy. Let's go crazy, baby.
I don't give a fuck.
I'll eat two bowls. I don't care. Tim.
Noah.
Why are the Star Wars movies still on Netflix?
Because they had a contract with Netflix, and they had, like, it was for a certain amount of time. Like, after it left the theater, there was a certain amount of time, then it was on Netflix for a certain amount of time, and that contract hasn't run its course yet.
Got it.
So that's why, until recently, Thor Ragnarok was, actually, Infinity War is still on Netflix, and so I think Solo is still on, no, Solo or Last Jedi?
Solo's on there, and The Last Jedi. I was just on Netflix, so I saw them both.
Okay, yeah. So they're going to be cycling out soon.
That confused me. I'm like, wait a second now.
And the day after they disappear from Netflix, they will show up on Disney Plus.
Got it.
Because that's the way it works.
I'm like, I bet Tim knows the answer to this.
You're goddamn right.
But yeah, I was like, I was watching, I've watched Six Underground. Not completely, just kind of half in the background. And I didn't even know it was directed by Michael Bay. But after like someone told me that, I'm like, oh yeah, that makes sense. It was kind of like a mediocre action movie. Where it's like, I mean, it was like, it was fine. I'm like, this is kind of entertaining, but it wasn't like, oh my God, this is such a good action movie.
Yeah, he has been hyping it, Ryan Reynolds on his social media, has been hyping it as the Michael Bayiest Michael Bay film that has ever Michael Bayed.
I mean, I didn't watch the whole thing. I did not see a stand-up spin-around shot, though.
Oh, then it's canceled.
I mean, granted, maybe it came later, the part I didn't see, but it didn't seem like that was happening.
Michael Bay, you're losing your edge.
Did he ever have an edge?
The edge of madness.
I will say he is in love. He is in love with a very like fancy like room. Like there's that whole hotel scene or stripper club scene.
Armageddon.
Yeah, where it's just like this super like crazy like chandeliers.
Yeah, and like these ornate arcs and arches and whatnot. I'm like, what? No strip club in the world.
So I mean, so there's
a musty warehouse.
There's a hotel room that is very similar to that, where it's just like, who stays in that? Like that is not a normal hotel room you stay in.
I think he just has a deal at shooting in one particular place, and it happens to be really fancy and ornate.
But yeah, it's. I mean, I'll maybe probably eventually watch the whole thing in bits and pieces, but it's not like I was like, oh, I need to get in on this.
Before you ask, no, I still have not seen the latest Mandalorian.
Okay. That's okay. I confirmed with Jeff about something that happened. I was like, that seemed weird. But yeah, now I'll confirm with you when you watch it at some point. I've seen it 2 times now. So I have a question for you guys. The girl I've been seeing, like, she does not like watching something if you've already seen it. Like, I guess she wants to share it with you the first time or something. But it's funny, though. She did watch Mandalorian with me, even though she'd already seen it. I'm like, she's like, but I want to, I'm like, it doesn't matter to me. Like, I'm just spending time with you. Like, oh, I'll watch it again. I mean, if it was, like, something crappy, I'd be like, no, I'll skip that. But I'm like, yeah, I'll watch the Mandalorian again. It's fine. And I don't know where I was going with that.
If our partners do that?
Oh, yeah. I guess I was going to ask, does it bother you? Do you even care?
Yeah, if, like, I was like, oh, I want to watch this, and you've already seen it, I'll probably watch it without the person. Mostly because we have such a backlog of stuff that neither of us have seen, that we'll probably pick one of those things.
Got it. I guess...
Yeah, that's where
we are. I mean, I will... I guess I'm on... I don't mind watching again, and I don't mind watching something else, but I would not... If someone had already seen something, and like, yeah, I'd watch that again, like, I would be like, all right, we'll watch again. Like, it wouldn't bother me that they've already seen it. I wouldn't care about this is the only thing, or I really want to see this right now, I'm like, yeah, I'll watch it with you.
I mean, I guess we've done that, but I've already seen them too. Like, she'll be like, let's watch this Hallmark movie again. I'm like, fucking crank that shit up. Let's do this. Although now, if she does it again, or like, if she's like, oh, well, okay, we'll watch this thing that Noah's already seen all the way through, you should be like, watch this part. This is good. Watch this. Oh, wait. Watch this.
That would guarantee she'll never watch anything with me again.
Oh, this is good. Oh, you're not going to believe this.
We were...
No, I think that's the point.
Noah, it's the opening credits. Calm the fuck down.
We were watching Thor.
But you got to watch these or else you won't understand who everyone
Look
is.
Look at the showrunner's name. Look at it. Sorry.
Bob Feeney! It's Bob Feeney!
Is that a name, or did you just make that up, Eddie?
I'm sure it's a name.
Has no significance.
Sorry, Noah, you were trying to say something while we were having our amazing riff.
So we were watching Thor Ragnarok, and the part that came up about the reveal of who's going to fight in the... Contest of Champions, and she guessed it, but I was like, what? No, that's weird. No, why would it be him? I just kept messing. I just kept saying that. She's like, why are you saying that? Like, and then it was Hulk. She's like, I hate you. Like, and I thought it was so funny. Like, what? No, that's crazy. Like, that's not, why would it be him?
He's on Earth. This is space. Come on.
What are you talking about?
What?
Like a Hulk's in space now? Is it a space Hulk?
Come on.
What? Come on. And I was so tickled with it. Reveal that she's like, oh man! So you had me believe it. I'm like,
that's what makes it amazing. I'm a master of illusion. Oh, also earlier when I was talking about the 1-800 flowers. Right after that, I also got caught up in the big DoorDash crash that happened Friday, which apparently you wouldn't know unless you happened to DoorDash that day and then look up DoorDash on Twitter to tweet at them and then see. # DoorDash down was trending. I'm like, oh, this is a nationwide problem.
Uh-huh.
So I ordered some sushi. Took forever for them to go from accepting your order to preparing your order. And then it never said delivering. And like the window of like, it's arriving in like 10 to 15 minutes. It's arriving in 5 to 10 minutes. It's arriving in 4 minutes. It's arriving in 1 minute. Check. But, like, it still doesn't say your driver has your food yet. But it says scheduled to arrive in 1 minute. And then it just says check with customer support for ETA. And then you click on customer support. There are no agents available. And then you click on where's my order? This article, it doesn't exist anymore. So I'm like, what's going on? So then I look it up and it says DoorDash down. And, like, there's people all over Twitter like, I called for a DoorDash and now it's disappeared. And then there's DoorDash delivery people who are like, I went to the restaurant. I got the food. I got in my car. The app is gone. I have nowhere to deliver it to. I just have a fucking thing of food in my car and nowhere to take it to. And then someone else goes, well, I can commiserate because I handed the food to the people I was delivering it to. And then the app crashed and now I didn't get paid for it.
Oh man!
So I relay all this to my wife, and I was like, "Well, that fucking sucks." She's like, "You want to just call the restaurant, see if they made it?" I was like, "All right, that's probably a good idea, as opposed to just cursing the darkness as I am doing." So I call up the restaurant. I'm like, "Hey, I ordered a DoorDash. I don't know if it got made. Oh, are you Tim? Yes, I am. Yeah, we've got it, but the app never said it found a driver, so it's just been sitting here. You can come pick it up if you want." I'm like, "Great." So I go down there, I pick it up, and like I go to put my credit card out. They're like, "No. You already paid for it through DoorDash." I was like, oh, all right, great. So I took it, I left, and then I woke up in the morning to a tweet from DoorDash. Hey, sorry for the inconvenience. We've offended your order. I'm like, free sushi.
All you had to do is go pick it up.
Yep. A small price to pay for free sushi. I was like, Danelle, they knew it was your birthday. That sushi was free.
So.
Comma.
Nah, I'm not going to tell that story. Anyways. I'll tell you guys offline.
Oh.
All right. It's not really that exciting. Juicy. It just reveals where I work. So I'm like, I don't know if I want to tell that story.
Yeah, no. Don't do that.
Oh.
I could leave it vague, but anyways.
Clearly, it's not going to be a story about a pussy.
No, it's not.
Otherwise, you're going to be a visit from HR.
I mean, it depends on where Noah works. Noah works for King.com?
He works at Johnny's Pussy Factory.
Yeah, how was your week, Andy? That good, huh? All right, moving on.
All right, good recap.
I'm like, do I really want to tell like more stories of my cat slowly dying? Oh.
I mean, if you want to.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So. He definitely, I think it was on Tuesday, maybe it was Monday night. He took a turn for the worse again, which, I've sort of been waiting for this to happen for 3 months ever since he had his seizures and what we thought at the time. Well, originally the vet said, it could be a stroke, could have been, an aneurysm and he had a, a bit of a bleed, could be a brain tumor. And like a week later, he'd mostly bounced back. He lost some, he definitely lost a step. He's been down. Like he doesn't groom himself as much as he used to. So his his fur has gotten kind of oily. So, like, you know, we have to wash him from time to time to take care of that. And he's missed the litter box once or twice, or like had stuff stick to him. Which he's a long hair cat, so it was something that had happened more than zero times in his life otherwise. It's just, you know, it's like just a sort of a general slight decline in quality of life. But, you know, like he was still, when he bounced back, he was okay. So it was one evening this week, we found him like just kind of hiding lethargic underneath the bed in the master bedroom. And usually, like, if he wants to be under there and you try to pull him out, like, he'll fight you for it. And he didn't even have any fight in him. He was barely walking, and he turned his nose up at treats, which is something, like, for this cat, like, food is love. So, you know, put a treat in front of his face, and it's, like, the greatest thing ever.
For me, too.
Well, yeah. Yeah. That's not unique in this house. We weren't sure, like, you know, if we'd be losing him the next morning. He actually was doing a little bit better the next morning. We took him into the vet, and the vet's like, yeah, you know, like, this is, like, it's probably a brain tumor. We wouldn't be able to find out without doing, you know, like a CAT scan or an MRI. And both of those things are fucking expensive, like thousands of dollars just to find out if our cat's got a brain tumor. Not to treat it, just to find out. And we're like, yeah, like, we don't just have those thousands of dollars burning holes in our pockets. So we'll do the other thing, which is we will do what we can to make him comfortable and accept that this is probably, you know, another tick of the clock here. So he's gone up and down a bit this week. Seems to be doing a bit better today, but I've been trying to talk to my wife about, like, you know, what our criteria are for, you know, when his quality of life is low enough that it's time to say goodbye to him. And she's not ready to have that conversation yet. And in fairness, like, he's still doing okay. He's still trucking along. He turns left a lot more than he used to. Like, when he'd first had everything going on, he was like, he would try to go somewhere and he'd wind up just kind of spinning in circles left. It was like he like turned into a little mini Derek Zoolander. And that kind of faded a bit as he bounced back, but he was still more likely, you know, given choices between left and right turns, he would always favor the left. And that's definitely increased. And I've seen him get confused about where he is. And I've seen him like go back to circling. Like, he'll get his face in the food. He'll take a couple of bites and then forget what he was doing and like start to walk away. He'll do like a full 360 and be looking back at the food and go for the food again. And, you know, of course, always to the left. So I think he won't be with us that much longer, unfortunately. Which, you know, it's hard to say. It's hard to think about. Yeah. But I'm trying to do... Because I'm powerless to actually do anything about the situation he's in. I mean, I can't afford to have, you know, to get brain surgery for my cat. That's just not like I am not cat brain surgery rich.
You don't got that brain surgery money?
I mean, I do if it's one of the humans, but we're definitely going to try to treat it with like tofu. And
just get some.
We're going to Steve Jobs it a little bit, just
see get that
first.
Tussin.
Yeah,
get that tussin in there.
Yeah, start that tussin. Get it up close to the brain.
Let it seep into the cerebellum. So,
the amygdala.
There it is. Good job, Tim. Yeah. So, you know, when I can't handle the emotions that I'm feeling, my nature is to plan. So it's to be prepared for the eventualities and to make sure that, like, okay, I know tragedy is going to come. So when it does, here's my plan of action, so that I can just go into sort of a kind of a mechanical response, I guess. You know, sort of like, so I'm not just like running on emotion or, you know, flapping my arms and being useless.
Yeah. You have like some idea of like how you want to handle it, what you want to do, even though like always, you know, Mike, I always quote it, but like Mike Tyson's like, no, everyone has a plan until they get punched in the face or punched in the mouth. And it's like, yeah, you can plan, but also, like, yeah, when it comes, I'm sure, like, you'll implement part of your plan, but also, you know, it's going to be hard. And yeah, and that's okay.
Yeah. Well, that's why my plan has contingencies, and my contingencies have contingencies. Because that's how I roll. Yeah.
What
anyways,
do you...
So, yeah, sorry.
I don't know if this is a question you want to answer, but, like, would you keep some part of them?
Well, yeah. I mean, yes. So our other two cats that have passed away, one in the great Chinese pet poisoning of 2009, I think it was. Yeah. 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 Because it was we hadn't lived here for a whole year when that happened. And then his sister, when his sister, who was diabetic, passed away. Both of them are in little graves in our backyard. So whenever he goes, he will go join.
Do you have little markers?
Yep. But it's not like we don't have like gravestones.
They use them to draw on their little papers.
Like, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. So our first cat who passed and his sister share a grave marker. That's we joke cause they were huge cats. So like he wasn't, I know it's easy to have a 20-pound cat and be like, oh, yeah, my cat's so huge. He's 20 pounds. Like, yeah, your cat should be 10 pounds, but he's wearing an extra cat's worth of fat. So our first cat who went, Boris, he was 20 pounds lean. He was absolutely enormous. We had – well, you guys saw our the condo that Caitlin and I lived in back in Campbell.
Yes.
We had – high countertops in the kitchen. They were like well up like by my navel. And he was so long that he could wrap his paws over the top of those countertops and then stretch himself out. So he was an absolute ginormous monster of a cat. And they both had, they were Maine Coon mixes. So they both had like the real thick ruff around the neck. So we joked that they were our little lions. They were the closest that we could keep to a lion in a condo. So their grave marker is a, it's just a lion statue.
How big?
So big.
Probably about 2 feet tall.
So significant.
Yeah. Oh, you know, it's there, but I mean, it looks like, you know, like garden statue
right.
or whatever, but it's just for us.
You ever think about burying them in the pet cemetery?
No, because the ground turns sour, and sometimes dead is better.
Yeah, I wouldn't bury anything in the pet cemetery. And I saw the remake. I'm like, what are you doing, dude? Do you know what's going to happen?
You've seen this movie. It came out when we were kids.
Well, no, but like in the remake, it's John Lithgow, and he knew the cat would come back fucked up. I was like, what the fuck are you doing, dude? It's not the cat they want.
You're fucking up. Yep. You are fucking up right now.
I think it's the idea of, like, you know, having a piece of it. I don't know that he knew that it would come back as fucked up as it did.
Get a piece of it.
Yeah. I don't know that my
Hey,
son...
Hey, Tim. This is going to be a dig on Tim that won't make sense to Tanny necessarily. You could bury your comedy career in there.
Did I miss a conversation?
Yes.
Okay.
Because you weren't there.
It was game night last night.
Yeah.
Okay.
There was a game that was not very good where you're kind of like writing jokes. And actually, Tim started to do okay, but at first he was doing terrible.
Well, no, I still ended in last place. I don't want you to worry.
Oh, did you? Okay.
I'm like, I'm the only one in this fucking room who gets paid to do jokes for a living, and I am last. Fuck all you people.
Maybe you need new material, or maybe you just need better friends.
Also, it was a shitty game.
Yeah, I did get one laugh at the end, because it was like, so you had to come up with just random words, and then those words would get shuffled into a setup for a joke, like kind of like Mad Libs. Like, mm-hmm. They're like, give us an object, and then like they would take a sentence with the object and take it out and put the object of whatever somebody else guessed, and then you had to write then a punchline to that setup.
But apparently, the setup would change from when you put the joke in and when it displayed on the screen.
Yeah. I think that was a glitch. I don't think that was supposed to happen.
But I'm like,
so I can't remember what it was like. Oh, and then like the final round was you got to grab somebody else's setup. Like somebody else did it like a setup and punchline, whatever. Like they finished their thing and you got to switch their punchline. If yours was funnier, you got more points. So I wrote, I forget what the setup was, but I wrote, fuck this crowd. And that finally got a laugh.
Nice. Yep.
Anyways, so yeah, that was a little dig on Tim. But yep. You know, I think you're funny, buddy.
Yeah, fuck you.
Funny looking.
No, he's a handsome fella. He's my little babushka.
What? What?
I don't know what that means, but it sounds good.
Grandma.
Oh, yeah, you're my little grandma.
I am very grandma-like.
Or like elderly woman.
I'm grandma-like.
Old woman. Man.
I'm surprised how late people stay up. Like, you were up to 3 a.m. The girl I'm dating, like, sometimes she's up at, like, you know, midnight, 1, watching stuff for the kids. I'm like, Jesus Christ. I haven't slept by then.
Yeah. Gotta get that beauty sleep. Takes something. Hard work to look as good as Noah.
Whereas it's easy as fuck to look like this.
Uh-huh. It's like, it doesn't matter how much sleep Tim gets, it's not gonna get any better.
I'm like, this is just where it is.
This is where I've landed. I accepted it, so might as well just stay up late watching YouTube videos.
Fuck it, might as well, you know what I mean? Sometimes that Christmas podcast has gotta get recorded.
How would you describe Andy as a person? Well, you know the game Jenga? Yeah. You know how every game of Jenga ends? Yeah. That as a human.
Wow. It's a pretty bad self burn, sir.
Thank you. Came up with it on the spot.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Noah, you had an epiphany just before the Jenga comment?
It fell on my head now.
Cat death, Tim ugly.
Christmas podcast.
Oh, I was just going to say, like, is it more sloppy when you record it, like, you know, 2 in the morning?
Sloppy in terms of, like...
Like, is it harder because it's just, like, you're tired?
I feel like I made less outtakes than I normally do. But when I was making outtakes, they were making me angry. I'm like, this means some more talking!
Why word mouth no?
No! Words now! Say the words! And then, like, there was typos, so there was no choice but to mess up, because, like, I had written it wrong, so I'm reading the script, and like, fuck this, I've set myself up to fail! Fucking text-to-speech is my nemesis!
fuck you, past Tim. You're screwing over future Tim.
Because I was, like, really behind the eight ball on this month's Christmas podcast, so I was just, like, dictating into the phone, like, writing it. Like, I didn't double check before I recorded it. I'm like, oh, fuck, this is all messed up.
Oh, man, just the Siri ease of it all.
Sometimes I'm like, I don't even know what I was trying to say.
Like, just say the words, Meat Sack. Oh,
I don't.
Wait.
I know I didn't work Pitchfork into this story about Bing Crosby.
Oh, man. I always feel bad when I'm like, I don't know how to spell words, so I'll type it into Google and have it figure out. And when I like fuck up the words so bad, it's just like, I don't fucking know. Like,
yeah, oh, What definitely.
What are you trying to
my nemesis. No, unfortunately and definitely are both my nemesis.
Oh, man.
At least unfortunately it figures it out, but like definitely yeah. It's like defiantly. No, I am never defiantly sure.
Tim, I think you just need to bow to the reality that you need to become defiantly sure of everything.
Tim, here's what you do. If you misspell the same way all the time, program that into your phone so it figures it out for you.
Oh, and approve. I not that I don't know how to spell it, but I always like my fingers just type that word wrong, and it doesn't. Like I'll always hit the P instead of the O. You have, and so like it, spell check can't figure that out. I'm like fucking the P and the O are right next to each other. Work it out. Fuck you. So
I drink. Yeah, I got a couple of those, but there's a guy that I work with. He types real fast, and one hand types slightly faster than the other sometimes. So you'll wind up with like his right hand will have gotten the space bar while his left hand is still finishing the word. So you'll wind up with the space like in the middle of the word, the last couple of letters like glued into the other one, or like the right hand letters will come out before the left hand letters do. So, but it's like if you look at a keyboard and you look at the right side and you look at the left side, you can figure out like it's consistent. Like the one that came too early in the word is always on the right side of the keyboard. We're like, relax, buddy, calm down.
I gotta type it all. Yeah, I consistently type te instead of the.
Yeah, that's real.
My E is faster than my H.
Yep.
Also, I do not really have the ability to look away from the keyboard while typing. I'm many decades into this typing on a computer game, and I'm still S and A.
I bet you could do it if you made like. Have you tried?
Yeah, I can't. Like, if I look away, I can do it. I'm sure I do do it. I'm sure I do it. I did it again. I'm sure it gets done.
done.
Subconsciously, but if I'm thinking about it, I'm like, oh, okay, I'm gonna look at this while I type. No, I gotta look at this. I gotta look at the keyboard.
Oh man, I do the same thing. It's like, so I have tried for decades to become a touch typist, and I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the size of my hands, or maybe it's just my pinkies are stupid. But my pinkies and my ring fingers refuse to type independently of each other. Like, it's like if my ring finger's not moving, my pinky will not swivel enough to go hit things. And you know, hand size may actually make a big difference here. And there's a huge difference between the length of my, like, my middle and my ring fingers compared to my pinky. There's like an inch difference in length. So I'm sure that's some of it. It's just like the shape of my hands is not made for doing this. But I've given up and I've become a six-finger touch typist. I use index and middle fingers on both hands and my thumbs, and I can touch type. Like I'm not, I guess it would be like hunt and peck, except I'm not hunting. I know where they all are. And I can type fast. Like I can do 30, 40 words a minute. But if I stop and think about what I'm doing, all of that goes out the window, and I wind up exactly where Tim just described. It's just like, I got to look at everything. If I think about the finger placement, if I think about what key is where, it's like it's like the muscle memory exists, but as soon as I try to access what a keyboard looks like in my mind, the muscle memory shuts down, and my brain's just like, I don't know.
I mean, you know what's fucked up, though? It's like when the keyboard's, like, spaced a little differently, it, like, fucks you up.
Yes.
Like, you're like, oh, these keys are a little farther apart, or a little closer together. I'm, like, hitting wrong keys right now. Like.
Yep. Or if I switch to a keyboard that has, like, a – it has to be a fairly significant, but if I switch to one that has a a much higher tension, like, you have to hit the keys harder.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, just – like remembering that I need to hit these keys harder makes me think about what I'm doing, and I get right back into the I don't know phase again.
Well, like
that's enough to fuck me.
at work, I have like a Windows computer, like, yeah, mm-hmm. like a normal PC. Sorry, that's the word I was looking for. But then the computer I use for remoting into work is actually an Apple that runs Windows. So going back and forth between those two keyboards, like whenever I remote from work, I'm like, fuck, there goes an hour of productivity as I hunt and peck for the fucking keys in the wrong place.
Oh, like the command and the control key being
swapped? Yeah. Yep. And like backspace is delete, but it's not.
Yep.
Because it's on Windows, so then I don't have like the home key and the end key, they just aren't there.
I've always been confused about like why some keyboards have two. Like have delete and backspace.
Well, because they're two different things.
Yeah. Backspace is left delete, delete is right delete.
I did not know that.
And then on Apple keyboards, backspace is so delete is left delete. And delete with a little right arrow on it is right delete.
There's a delete with a right arrow on it?
There are Apple keyboards that have that. And home.
I just have
a
delete button.
Page up, page down.
Ah, well, now you know. And knowing is half the battle.
Yeah.
Deleting stuff!
I have one sitting in front of me right now.
A penis?
It needs a wash.
All right.
Yes, both of those things. Penis and a wash. Yeah, I get screwed up with that, Tim, because I will run... Windows in a virtual machine sometimes for work. And that really screws me up, especially because the virtual machine tries to realize what I'm doing and correct for it. So like if I hit Command C, it tries to turn that into Control C while I'm in Windows.
Ah.
But it also sometimes doesn't. So sometimes Command C turns into Window C, which does something else. So like I'll be trying to hit command keys because it's like, I would rather it didn't do that. I would rather that it just let me like consistently realize, oh yeah, I got to go back over to control now. But
oh yeah, so
the fact
mine
that it tries
do
to do
that.
It, but it doesn't do it perfectly, yeah, fucks me up.
So I'll hit control C and nothing will happen, and then I'll think I'm hitting control V and I'll just type a V.
Yep.
I'm like, oh, wait, I just get rid of that entire paragraph and now all I have is a V?
Andy.
Noah.
Wipe down your disgusting keyboard.
Yes. Did you send a picture of it?
Yes.
Yes.
It is gross.
Oh, that's what just went off on my belly.
Oh, holy shit. It is gross. Man. Oh, man. Like, when you zoom in on it, it looks so much worse than it does when I sit back at arm's length. Holy shit. Holy shit. That's horrible. Oh, guys, I got to stop recording right now. I got to go deal with this keyboard.
I've worn off the letters C, H, and V from my keyboard. Like, they're just... I mean, the buttons are still there, but those letters are no longer present. Which means
I have
started a lot of letters, words with V that should have been started with C, because as I mentioned, I need to look at the keyboard.
Well... A Siri good day to you too, sir.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. One time I tipped my keyboard upside down for something, and just all these, like, hairs and dust particles fell out. I was like, good God.
Oh, yeah.
That is a shit show.
I definitely have that in my keyboard at work, because I periodically blow it out to just, like, yeah. It just gets, like, a little sandy in there.
Yep. Dude,
I was like, how much hair am I losing into this keyboard?
Yes. Well, you guys have seen my arms. Here. Yeah, I got like crazy monkey paws, and apparently they wait until they're over a keyboard to shed into it. And so apparently does my beard. Like if I've got a keyboard that can trap beard hair, that thing will be like a mat of beard hair within 6 months.
Oh, guys, we're so sexy. Yeah.
Hey, man, some lady was checking me out at the I went to a show.
Yeah, you said that.
I didn't say which show.
No, you just said a show.
I went to Me First and the Gimme Gimmies.
Nice.
I know them. Yeah, that's one of the first times I've ever heard of the person you went to go see. And I like them. Yay!
They do punk covers of songs.
Yeah.
And they were entertaining. So when I first get there, there's two opening bands. And I say, I'm not generally a punk band person. Like, I think I like Me First and Gimme Gimmies because their covers are fun and they're fun, and like I like the style that they do, like the way they do punk, but they just do it in a way that's like sounds good, and they do songs I know. So when I first get there, there's like not not very many people there. Opening band, that's fine. Guy stands right, I'm looking at the stage. Guy stands right in front of me, looking at me, and I'm like, hello? And he's just like, no one's moshing. I'm like, well, you gotta get the party started. He tries to get me. I'm like, no, I'm good. And it's like the saddest mosh pit I've ever seen. Just one guy kind of flailing around, trying to get people to join him. In a big open space that no one's really there.
Oh, man.
And like one person kind of joined him for like a second. And then he just walked away defeated. I guess probably upset our lack of enthusiasm for like what he was doing.
You guys aren't punk. You guys are bullshit.
But then a mosh pit did get going like once me first and Gimme Gimme's got on. Because like, hey, there's way more people. But like, yeah, they're just like... Pete Ogden, always, almost every song, I'm like, this is a cover, guys. I'm like, yeah, okay, we know. So at one point, I'm looking around the room, and this lady's looking at me, and like she's kind of like waving and making gestures, and I'm like looking behind me like, are you looking at me, or are you looking at something behind me? Like, and they're looking at me. I was like, oh, hello. And then the girl I'm dating, she texted me, this show wasn't over. I didn't tell her this because I figured, you know, she might be upset if, like, I left the show early. But she's like, do you want to come over? I'm like, yes. Like, I've spent, like, a good over hour of the show. I've enjoyed it, but I would like to come see you. I mean, I didn't say that, but I was like, yeah, I'll come over. And as I was leaving, the lady who was making eyes at me was like, I was like, oh, hey, you're waving at me. Like, I'm Noah. And she's like, oh, you're just so handsome. I'm like, oh, thank you. And then I walked away.
You're like, here's my card. Big dick energy.
Here's my car. It's life size.
Here, why don't you put my card in your wallet? That's your penis. Your wallet is your vagina.
It's your spam wallet.
Oh my god. It's terrible.
You know, if it worked once, what a story it would be.
I mean, I'm sure if I said it enough, it would work.
I mean, I think it would be a story of Noah getting slapped a lot. Notorious as the guy who whips his dick out and calls it his business card, so it might not be that impressive once you finally scored that touchdown. Oh, that's Dick Guy.
Oh, that guy.
He's not very nice. No. He whips his dick out and calls it his business card.
Yeah, stay away from him. We post about him on next door.
Or go up to him if you want to see a dick.
I mean, it's weird though. Like, it legitimately has like his business title, address, phone number, two phone numbers, work and sell.
Three social media handles.
Yep.
And BDE is written on it.
Yes.
Which is kind of redundant.
Yeah. We don't know how, but somehow the Twitter handle is clickable.
It opens up in iHeart.
Oh, man. So, yeah.
All right, sorry.
Wrap it up. It was a good show. Enjoyable.
Did they do any Christmas stuff?
They did.
Yay! That's a Christmas album I should.
They did at least one, probably more. Also, I think the show is probably going to go for another hour-ish.
Goodness.
After I left.
Wow.
You missed a good chunk.
Yeah, I mean, I'm super into this lady right now, so I was like, you know what? I would like to spend time with you and her kids.
It was her first and the not Gimme Gimmes.
Her first and the Migo Migos.
Never trust the guy, the single guy trying to mosh at a show where no one's at yet.
Wait. I got to say two things I watched this week. I talked too much about my cat. Sorry, before we wrap up.
No, you can't. It's wrong. No. I'm sorry. I'm making it take longer. Go ahead.
Gonna do it
anyways. No, you can't.
Suck my dick. Veronica Mars, the fourth season on Hulu was great. If you like Veronica Mars, which you should, definitely watch that. Just remember, it's Veronica Mars. It's a noir show, so it's going to be noir-y. Like, not everything is always happy all the way through.
I'm out.
That great. Started watching his Dark Materials on HBO. Disappointed. Not sure we're going to stick with this show.
It started off kind of strong for me. Like, I was like, all right, I'm on board. And then now I'm just kind of like, eh.
It kind of lost me in the first, like, literally the first minute, because it starts off with one of those, like just text on a black screen kind of things trying to explain the world. And the book didn't do that. And it, like,
when it's you're a very book.
Well, No, but I mean, like,
it's
the book,
all text.
Yes, but I mean, the book like starts telling you the story, and like you figure out over time that like, oh, like these things that are hanging out with the people are like these animals that talk to them are part of them. Like you have to piece that together over the course. And this just like is like, fuck it, we're just gonna explain this in black text. I'm like, that's it's fucking lazy. It's the whole tell don't show thing. So to start off like that.
I don't know. Show is, yeah, they could have done it, but also I feel like shows are accelerated than a book. So it's like,
yeah.
And, I don't know. I mean, it didn't bother me.
I understand that, but I've seen movies and shows and whatnot, especially movies where they've got even less time than like a long show to sort of explain like how the world works. I've seen them explain more complicated things without like just a bunch of information dumped into your brain in text at the beginning. Or with a narrator like explaining the world or whatever.
Okay.
Like it indicated to me that they didn't trust their audience or they didn't trust themselves to be able to communicate like why these animals are hanging out with people and talking. So yeah, and there's been a lot more of that. Like there's been a lot more of just like big exposition dumps where there wasn't a big exposition dump in the book. And yes, again, I realize that it needs to get more information into you in less time. You know, I'm not like my wife where it's like every little different, like my wife is pissed off about stuff. Like he's supposed to be super skinny in the book. And like, why he's this big, heavy guy. She's like, that's totally different. I'm like, just okay. Does it matter? Does that matter? But yes, like just overall, like the presentation of it, like not even dealing with like the minutia, but just like how they're getting us through it. So yeah, Veronica Mars, yes, his Dark Materials.
If Andy gets to talk about that, I get to say everybody should watch Crisis on Infinite Earth, stream it free on the CW app. It was crazy.
Okay.
Alrighty. Do I need to get caught up on all the shows that make it up?
Nope.
Okay.
I haven't watched any of The Flash or Arrow this season, or Batwoman, and I was still fine.
Alright. Well, maybe I'll just jump ahead and do The Crisis. Cool, thank you. All right, no so problem. We know who we're not supposed to trust. Tim, not today?
Not today, stress-free flower delivery. What? Fuck it. I'm not going back for those words. Fuck them. I'll leave them wrong. I must not have been looking at the keyboard when I typed that.
Yeah, while you were dictating it to Siri.
Dick.
What do I hate this week? This week I hate it when my son has to ask questions about death as I'm driving him to school, which is a very short trip. There's no way to end that drive on a good note.
It happens. All right, get out.
Have a week.
Have a good day.
Tim's got a good story next week about his kids and white privilege.
I thought I told that before.
Did
you? He did seem surprised about it at the party. Okay. Anyway, what else does Andy hate?
Donald Trump.
There. Now we can get out.
Oh, fuck that guy. Such a fucking traitor.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry, Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme. And big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. All right, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please come back again next week. Please.
I'm gonna go crap. Bye.